We start in New South Wales today, and Greater Sydney's outbreak has reached yet another unwanted record, with the highest number of new cases found in the community overnight. Amid the escalating situation, the New South Wales Premier is still refusing to say what will happen to restrictions. Our reporter Isabel Rowe joins me now. Isabel, good afternoon. Is the situation out of control in New South Wales?
Well, the Premier insists that contact tracers aren't overrun and that this situation is being contained. And while it's not increasing exponentially, it is still getting worse, and Sydneysiders are rightfully probably thinking how on earth they get out of this. There's 172 new cases today. More than 60 were infectious in the community, and that is another record high number in this outbreak. The situation is now escalating in Western Sydney and still in critical workplaces. Out of interest, the numbers are that there are 65 new cases from southwest Sydney, 54 from Western Sydney, and then 27 from inner Sydney, a few from northern and then southeastern suburbs. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says there has been some positive changes in behaviour in the Fairfield local government area, for example. People are starting to heed warnings to stay home, but she's refusing to say what that means for after the 31st of July. She's refuted questions from reporters about the need to give people clarity early, insisting that she'd rather announce what's happening when she knows for sure.
Now, there's no doubt the New South Wales government does need to consider some difficult decisions, but also some decisions which get the right balance for us in some settings, in some areas. So I just ask everybody to just be a little bit more patient in terms of knowing what life beyond July 31 looks like, but also know that every single decision we take is based on the best health advice and based on allowing our citizens to live as freely as we can allow them, but also mindful of the fact that we don't want people in the community infectious with the virus when we open up, because we've seen around the world that when you have too many people who've been infectious in the community and you open up too early, countries that have claimed to have done so well with COVID, which have much higher vaccination rates than ours, have failed with Delta because they opened up too quickly.
Isabel, there have been a number of spreading events in recent days at a hospital and a shopping centre. What more do we know?
Yeah, so there's been an outbreak at Liverpool Hospital in southwest Sydney. It's spread now with two nurses, a student nurse, and eight patients testing positive. A patient was transferred from the Liverpool Hospital to Fairfield Hospital, and they've also tested positive. And the nurses had worked in the geriatric and vascular wards, apparently. Affected patients have since been placed in isolation. There's also a situation at the Campsie Shopping Centre in the Canterbury-Bankstown area. There's an exposure alert out for that shopping centre for 11 consecutive days. And New South Wales Health is calling on anyone who was there between the 14th of July and the 24th to get tested immediately and do the full 14 days isolation. That's an extraordinary number of people, something the local mayor has said will be a severe impost. And Dr. Jeremy McNulty says it's because there's been transmission across several stores.
With Campsie, it's a community where we had a lot of cases, and sometimes it's difficult to tease out, you know, what the source of the infection was versus where people are just travelling when they're infectious. But over time, it was clear that a number of cases had visited the shopping centre there, and there was transmission identified in a number of shops in Campsie.
Isabel, we're going to hear from the Pharmacy Guild shortly, but there have been some changes announced in New South Wales for who can get a vaccine at a pharmacy. What's happened there?
Yes, so the Premier's announced that pharmacists and vaccine hubs in New South Wales can now give the AstraZeneca vaccine to anyone aged over 18, and that'll be from Friday. At the moment, it's only 40s allowed to get a vaccine at a pharmacy. About 70 pharmacies are able to do this in Sydney's COVID hotspots. And the Premier is stressing that the risk profile has changed significantly, and the risk of getting COVID in Greater Sydney is now much higher than any adverse reaction from a vaccine. The Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, too, has defended the state government's role in the vaccine rollout. He says his government set up mass vaccination hubs, but it's now up to the federal government and if they can't perform to their maximum capacity.
So we made a decision in our government that we would take that extra step, the precautionary step, have the facilities set up, and we've done it. And I want to thank the staff who did it. They've done an amazing job. But now we're entirely dependent on the federal government's supplies of the Pfizer vaccine. And I have to say, at the moment, we know for a fact that we will not have enough Pfizer in the next few weeks to be able to do what we really could do in those hubs.
That's the New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, and before him, our reporter, Isabel Rowe.